Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Abbey and Floors to Go convention in Orlando, and I'm with Phil Gutierrez, the chairman and CEO. Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I want to first ask you, I know you've had oral cancer issues. I hear you're cancer-free. Are you doing okay?
Well, they never tell you you're cancer-free, but my last surgery and treatment was 3 years ago, and it hasn't come back, so I'm hoping that that's going to be gone.
Well, it looks like you're doing well. I wanted to ask you first how the Abbey and Floors to Go organization's doing.
Well, we're doing fine. After the nightmare of 2008-2009, we're back on a positive track of signing members, which means we are signing more members than we're losing to attrition. But it's not like it used to be. 20 years ago, we were signing 70-80 members, new members every year. Now we are signing somewhere around 20.
So you're growing. A couple of things I've learned as I've been here is that you have around 750 storefronts now. Is that right?
That's correct.
And also here on the new member side, you were telling me that you're budgeting for 25 new ones, and you have four already that you've gotten this year, and you've got four here at the convention, so potentially eight here, and it's just February, right?
Right. There are some areas where we don't have a sales representative, but we are looking to hire somebody in Florida for the Southeast, primarily Florida, Georgia, Alabama. And then I also want to hire someone around the Kentucky area.
So let me ask you if you could profile the typical Abbey and Floors to Go retailer.
Well, they vary tremendously. You have on the smaller side, you have a dealer that does around $2 million. And then the upper side, you have a dealer that does in the teens, $15 million, $18 million, $20 million. And there are all kinds of numbers in between. It really depends on the market area. Obviously, we like to have a bigger dealer in an area that has a high population. And then you have some dealers in some small towns like in Wyoming, Montana. That $2 million is a pretty good dealer.
So I've kind of been enjoying meeting some of them, and they're all family-owned. Some would call them mom and pop, but they're enjoying the business. Some of them in second generation, and they've got stores that range from 5,000 square feet on up, right?
Right. The biggest challenge we have is that second generation. And where we have to re-educate, whether it's their children or whoever they sell the store to, about our program. They come from the outside, they don't understand what it is, so what we do is, any one of our members that sells their business to someone else, whether it's relatives or some complete stranger, we have them come to our headquarters in Naples, and they spend 3 days with us getting re-educated on the program.
All right, so what sets you apart? When you compare the other groups that are out there, and you're, say, on an elevator and you want to tell somebody this is who Abbey is, tell us what your fit is in the market.
It's a difficult question to answer because I'm not too familiar with the other groups and what they do. I concentrate on what we do. It's such a big list of things that we do that I would have to spend the whole morning with you. You know, besides our private brands, our 120-some suppliers that support us, we do a lot of the advertising for the members. We do all the website and the pay-per-click. So we do their marketing, anything they need in advertising. Short of training their people, we give them all of that support.
All right, so I have heard that your focus for 2020 is ongoing digital support to help build store traffic. You showed two brand new television commercials, which you mentioned cost about $30,000 a piece to create, and they both were very good. So you offer television commercials that they can use in their local market that they can tag their store with.
This year, we don't know how much television will be a factor. Being an election year, and all the candidates take over the television, so it's very difficult to buy TV. But those television commercials can be adapted to the website. Our name is recognized by most consumers throughout the country. And that is something that they have to write to once they become a member.
Actually, you picked Abby because it's the letter A, which means it shows up first in a listing, right?
Well, I didn't pick it. The founder, Milt Levinson, is the one that named the company back in 1950s. I joined the company in early 70. But that was the reason that he named it Abby Carpet. Back then, the Yellow Pages were the main way that people found carpet stores. And Abby was in the front, the first one listed. That's how you named the company.
You said from the stage yesterday that you've been in this business for 58 years. And I might add, you actually were born and grew up in Havana, Cuba, right?
Yes, I came to the U.S. when I was 17 years old. I was a bellman for a hotel in South Beach for about 8 months. And then I went to work for a department store in Miami. After I was there for a year, they gave me the carpet department. Little did I know how difficult that was, so I made a complete mess of it. So I left it and I went to work for Miami Rug, which was a chain of stores in Florida. And I worked there for 5 years until I was hired by Abby in 1973. And I've been there since then.
Yeah, and I would like to mention you have a very successful store in Naples, right?
We opened a store in Naples 12 years ago because we felt we needed an Abby store to show prospective members and our existing member what an Abby should be. By owning the store, I'm able to try new displays, new systems, new programs. The whole idea from the beginning, the store would have to hold its own in business. Now it does a very high volume. Is very profitable. And I must say, besides our subcontractor, it supports 45 families that have adopted that didn't exist there before.
Yeah, I remember you said from the stage you have 17 salespeople, so good size organization.
That's correct.
All right, Phil, it's great to catch up with you. One last quick question. Looking at 2020, we got an election year going on. Do you think we'll have a better year in 20 than we did in 19?
I don't know. If I knew the answers to all those questions, I wouldn't be doing what I do. I'd be somewhere like Karnak.
Okay, got it. All right, Phil, good to talk to you again. Been talking to Phil Gutierrez, the chairman and CEO of Abby, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.